Vayter and Shas Rindav Chavav, picking up Chav Hema Beis, but a brand new parak by the Mishnah, third parak in Rosh Hashanah Ra'u Beisin. Here we go. Ra'u Beisin v'chol Yisrael, let's say Beisin and all of the Israelites, they go and they see the new moon. Nechru Edim, the Gemara is going to say this is a separate case. It's or they were Nechru Edim. V'lo speak alone in Mekudosh Ad Shechashecha, didn't have an opportunity to say the words Mekudosh until it became the nighttime. Then Harezim Ober becomes a full month, not a chaser, but a mali, and it's a 30-day instead of a 29-day month. Now what this means is, think about it like this, it is now day 30, so we want to know that today is Rosh Chodesh. You have to say Mekudosh before it becomes the nighttime of day 30, going into day 31. And if you don't get it by then, so then sorry, it's a 31. Then it becomes day 31 is Rosh Chodesh. Ro Bezim of Adlas, he just Bezim saw it. Then Yam Dushtaim, two of them should get up there. Idu Befneim, they go and they testify in front of the other Bezim members. If you remember Mekudosh, Mekudosh, you say Mekudosh, Mekudosh. Ro Shlosha, let's say it's only three. Behein Bezim, it's a Bezim, and the three of the Bezim, they go and they see it. The Yam Dushtaim, two of them get up. And you get more of their friends to come and sit down next to the one that's sitting, that's there. They go and they bring Edis over there in front of them. Now, they say, Mekudosh, Mekudosh. You have one person, he's not Neman Ade Atzmo. You have to have at least three that are based in order to go ahead and say Mekudosh. Why do I have to talk about the case of Bezin and V'chol Yisrael? Why do I have to bring even just a case where it was just Bezin? You just can't do it at night. Says Gemar Itzkerich, we need it. I mean, I would have thought. Since it was based in all of Bnei Yisrael, Holveru based in V'chol Yisrael, Ifarsim Allah becomes before Sam. It's already publicized. V'lo la'abrua, and therefore don't make it an Iber, even though he didn't say Mekudosh before the nighttime. Kamash Malan comes to tell you not like that. Got to say Mekudosh before it becomes night. The Kivin the Tani Leru based in V'chol Yisrael, Nechur Edom Lamali. Why do I bring up the case of when they go ahead and Nechur the Edom? Rashi says Chakirosan Acharei Shakol Ra'u. Once they all saw it, what do you need the Chakira for? Says no Hachikomer. It's a different case. Inami nechor edim, or if we're talking about a case where Bezin didn't see it, and now they're being choker the edim. Now the Gemara goes on and says, "Became in the tiny atchichashecha reizim uber." Once it says him, once it becomes a nighttime, and then it's uber. Then lomeli lemisne chakira se edim klal. Why do I have to talk about the concept of chakira at all? Why am I even mentioning that? Says Gemara, it's trich. I need it. I would have thought to have a chakira se edim kitchilas din. Maybe I'd say, oh. Once it's the chakir of the Edom is like the beginning of the process, and to have a chakir is Edom kiyos hadin and makudish makudish ki gemaridin. That's just the end of it. But if I start it while it's still the daytime, then it should be I'm good to go, even if I do it at night for the kalish belalia. And let me go ahead and do the idea of makudish makudish already when it's night because I started during the day. This is similar to a case of Dine Mamanus, where there's some sort of monetary circumstance going on. The times we learned in the Mishnah, Dine Mamanus done by Yom. We do Dine Mamanus during the daytime, but Gomer Balayla, we finish it off in the nighttime. Hachanami Mekachim Elodi, as long as you start it during the daytime, you should be able to be Mekadosh at night. Kamash Malan comes to tell you, nah, sorry, you gotta do it during the daytime. Vemachanami, who says? Says, well, maybe we should say that. The Taka we should say it should work just like Dine Mamanus. Says Gemara, no, to answer that up, Amar Krawi, the Pasuk says, it is a chok for Bnei Yisrael and a judgment for the Hashem for Elokei Yaakov. Emes havi chok. When is it a chok? The Gemar Din. When we do the Gemar Din and the Kakari lay Rachmana Mishpat, and it's called Mishpat, and we know that Mishpat has to be done during the day. Ma Mishpat Bayom, Af Hocha Nami Bayom. It's got to be done during the day. Nice try. Let's say Bezin goes in to see it, so two of them get up and they go in front of their chever there and they testify. Va'amai, what's pshat? We're all seeing the moon right now, and now I should get up and say, oh, by the way, guys, I saw the moon. Shmia is better than Re'ia. We're looking at it right now. Why do I have to spell it out? Our Rav Zeir says, no, we're talking about a case. Kivin Cheruba Laila. You saw it in the nighttime, and now it's the next day. And now in the next day, you can't be saying it's right there because you don't see it right now, but you're coming actually as testimony, and that's what we're talking about. Says Gemara, okay, so then why do we see in the next case that says, Ra'u Shlosh of Haim Bezdin, and three of them see, and they are the Bezdin. It's only three. Yam Dushnayim, two get up. Yoshiv Mechavir Metzel Yachin, you go have someone else, two of their Chevre from other people come to sit down next to them. Am I? Why do I need that? Hachinami, Lotei Shmir Gedol Re'iyah. Meriah, there should be no difference. They're seeing it right now. So what are we going to go and speak it out? I see it. As Gemara, don't try to attempt to give me the same answer you gave before. of it happened at the nighttime, right? Because it's the same exact case then. You didn't say anything. Why are you adding it? It says Gemara Sefer Tshechalei. We need it for the last part, for the end of it. You can't have one person be Neman himself. You have to have other people there. I would have thought, Hol Vitanya, instead of Vitan, Hol Vitanya, you say in the Braisa, Dine Mamanus Vishlosha. By Dine Mamanus, when we're dealing with the judgment of money, so that's with three. Ve'im Hayam Mumchel Rabim. But if you have a person that's known as a mumchel rabim, he's an expert, and everybody knows that this is an expert, then he can be judged just by himself. Dan afilu biyachid. Hachanami nekeshebech yichidim. Maybe I think it'd say the same thing over here. Kamash malan, and therefore comes to tell you, no, you need to have at least three people. Maybe we should say the taket is true, that it's good enough as long as you have two. Why are we saying that even if you have one, maybe one is good enough? As Mar, no, can't say. You know why? Because ain lecha mumcha l'rabim b'Yisrael yosem Moshe Rabbeinu. There was no mumcha greater than Moshe Rabbeinu himself. V'ka'amel ha'kadosh baruch Hashem said to him, adi ika aron badach. You have to have aron with you as well. The pasuk says, v'yomer Hashem Moshe v'el aharon be'eretz Mitzrayim lemar ha'chodesh hazeh lechem. So Moshe and aron, showing you that you have to have at least, it can be just Moshe himself. Tosas points out that, well, then one may have thought, oh, so good, now we're good with two. And it's just Tosas says, no, not two. Because it's got to be, you can't have an even amount on a basin. It's got to be at least more than that. So we have one, and then another two come and join in. Okay, good. Now, it says the Gemara, Lamemra, the aid, nas a dayan. What you just said is that an aid can be a dayan, right? Because we have their aidim. And now they sit down and they go ahead and they become dayanim. Lema masnisan delok Rabbi Akiva. Let's say that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. The time we learned in a braisa, Sanhedrin shiro echad shaharigis hanefesh. Let's see how the Sanhedrin, and they go and they saw someone kill somebody. Beep, turn the page. Right now, hey, chaf of amadav. Miksas and nasu edim. What they do is they split it up. So part of them become edim, and miksas and nasu dayanim. Some become dayanim. Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. That's Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Nine, kulam nasim edim, these are edim. Vein ed nas a dayan, you can't have an ed that becomes a dayan. So it must be our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. Says Gemara, feel it to Rabbi Akiva, you can't even say it's Rabbi Akiva. How come? Because ad kan lo kam Rabbi Akiva hasam ela b'din nefashas. Only by din nefashas Rabbi Akiva under the opinion that he says that you can't have an ed nas a dayan. You know why? Drachmana amar v'shaftu a'edah, we should judge this person. Right, the Eda comes to the Shofet, the Itzilu Eda, and this is trying to save the guy. So what do we see? We're trying to save him, but the Kevin, the Chazyu, the Kata Nafsha, since they saw them, this guy murder someone, so it's clear to them, they know that he's a murderer, Lo Matsu Chazyu Le'chus, he's not going to be able to find a schus for him. When it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, I feel Rabbi Akiva Mod, he'd be masking over here. So you see, we're not trying to make ourselves like a lawyer that's going to say, let me find a guy to make him that he's innocent, even though he's guilty. Over here, there's no way of getting him out. We try as much as we can to not kill a person, but if we're stuck, and since these people saw it, there's nothing to talk about. Like Kiddush HaChodesh, that's not the case, and therefore it would work even according to Rabbi Akiva. Kiddush HaChodesh and Eid can be Naseh Adayan. Zokta, next Heilige Mishnah. We're talking about the shofar. Zokta Mishnah. Call the shofar, shame. You're allowed to use any type of shofar. Rashi points out, what are we talking about over here? Bain shel ayil, bain shel ya'al. Whether it's a ya'al, whether it's an ayil ram, or it's a goat, we're going to see later. We're referencing a mountain goat, a wild goat. We're going to see later. Lazi Rashi brings it up. Anyway, kol shofar kshirim chutz mishapara. It can't be a shofar of a par, of a cow. Mipnei shu keren, because that's called keren. It's not called a shofar, it's called a keren. Am Rabbi Yossi, that's a chacham. Rabbi Yossi comes and he argues, this is why lo kol shofar nikra keren. All the shofars are called keren. Shen emar, as the pasuk says, bimshoch bekeren hayovel. Yovel over here means a ram. The Gemara is going to get into that, how we know that it means that. Nonetheless, it means bimshoch, when you elongate, when you make longer bekeren hayovel, with the keren of a ram. So we see that all the different animals are called, it's also, you don't have a problem, all shofars are called keren, so there shouldn't be a problem here. So machlokes chachamim and Rabbi Yossi, about whether or not you're allowed to use shofar of a para. That's the question. Can you use it from a para? And we're going to see back and forth between the two of them. Each one's going to bring rias, and each one is going to survive. Says a Gemara. Shaper Gamar Rabbi Yossi says a good zog for Rabbanon. What are they going to say back? Are they going to say, why are you going to say not good para? So he says, Kol Shofar Ikru Shofar Vikru Karen. He says, okay, what are you trying to say? That all the shofars are, every shofar is called a Karen? Answer is, that's very nice. But we know kol shofar sikri shofar v'ikri karen. They're called both of them. The para karen ikri shofar l'ikri. But that's only called a karen, but not a shofar. So for no good. The chsivah says b'chor shor hadar lo v'kareim karnav. It says b'chor shor that the firstborn of the shor of an ox hadar lo v'karnei re'im karnav, and it calls it like the horns. So we have it only known as a keren and not as a shofar. Rabbi Yossi Amar, what's he going to say back? The paranami yikri shofar. We also have a pasuk which says that a par is also called a shofar. The chsiv of a pasuk in Tehillim. The full pasuk I'm going to read to you. Let me find a little place where you at. There you are. V'sita v'lashem mishor par makrin mafris. And it's coming off. The previous pasuk is discussing how we're going to praise Hashem with song, and then it says it's going to be more pleasing than to Hashem than a shor par. Now, im shor lama par. Once you said shor, why are you saying the word par? Vim par lama shor. If it's par, why are you saying shor? Elamai shor par. What does it mean when he says it? Mi shofar, which means that we a play on words over there. It tells me shofar, and Rashi drop right in the beginning of it. Adivim maschav titiv la Hashem tfilasi mi shofar. From the shofar, it's going to be my prayer is going to be more pleasing to you than the shofar. Ubashor kamishtaikra, and it's talking about the shor over here. So that's how we know that even by a shor, even by an ox, even by a cow, it's referencing. It's called a shofar. Rabbanan kirav masna. Rabbanan they hold like Rav Masna. Damar Rav Masna. My shor par. What does it mean? It says shor par. It means shehu gadol kepar. It means that it's big like a par, but not that you should learn out the drush of the shofar. So therefore, he says no. Nice try. Doesn't work. Now. Ula is going to give a different reason why he says that it's no good. First reason we saw so far is because it's not called a shofar. Now another reason. Why doesn't the Kohen Gadol go into the innermost chambers, into the Kodesh Kedoshim, wearing his Bigdei Zahav? We know a Kohen Hedyot has four different begadim. A Kohen Gadol has eight begadim, and four of them have gold, and he used them for various ceremonies and karbanos and practices, but he doesn't use it in order to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim. He only wears the four. What's pshat that he does that? Because a prosecutor should not come now and be a defendant. That means we know that they ended up, the Klai Yisrael unfortunately did the Egel HaZahav. And therefore, we don't want to bring the gold into the Kodesh HaKadashim. So, and as Rashi so beautifully points out, a little bit to the right over there in Kategar, Zahav e HaEgel, Vishofer shel parah nami Kategar, the Egel who. It's an Egel. If you're going to bring it from an Egel, a cow, then it's like an Egel itself. Therefore, you don't bring it. Frankly, Gemara, Velo, what do you mean? It doesn't have any gold? Your problem was, you don't bring gold into the Kodesh Kedoshim because it's going to remind you of the Egel HaZahav. Well, what about the fact that they have the dam of the par that's used to sprinkle on the kapores, on the area within the paruches? You're going to sprinkle it over there. So it doesn't get worse than that. And now you're going to tell me you have a problem with bringing in the gold. What's going on? It says, no. Hol v'ishtani, ishtani. Not true with the dam. Because Rashi says, Lios dam ve'in marius hapar nika. It doesn't look like a cow anymore. Therefore, it's not a problem. I va'ika aron v'kapara sukruv. But we have the aron is there. The aron and the aron with which they had, you know, in the Kodesh HaKadosh with the kaparas, the covering of the kruv and those the kruv that was on top of the aron, the all on top of the kaparas. All those things are made out of gold. So what's going on? It says no. Chote bal yakriv kamrinan. We're talking about over here not things that are stationary that stay there, but rather chote bal yakriv. Rashi says a adam lo yakriveno alom shehu chotabo. You don't bring something that you just did an avera with. You bring it into there. But those that are staying there, stationary, they stay there. I vayu ki kaf machta. They do. They bring in the kaf and the machta. That's the ladle and the pan or the fire they used to use when they would bring do whatever he did there in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Ayin yuma. So what about the fact we have the kaf and the machta? Made out of gold. It says, no, chote bal yisnoa coming in. We're talking about a chote, a sinner shouldn't be yisnoa, which means what? Liskashid bo bekir bo alom. What it means is bekarvo alom. It means you shouldn't go ahead and be liskashid wearing it. You don't wear the gold as you come in. Here you're not wearing it. He does wear the big dezav outside, and he does certain parts of the avoda. No, bifnim coming in. The issue of in Sanegar, that's a kategar. I'm sorry, in Kategor, yes, a senegar is talking about in the Kodesh Kedoshim, something that you're wearing, that's going to be the problem. Outside, it's not a problem. Right? So that we see nonetheless is that it comes out that this is the reason why you shouldn't go out and blow the shofar. It says, but shofar nami b'chutzu. The shofar is on the outside, it's not on the inside. So what's Pshadula? Why are you saying this is a problem of Ein Kategor Esesedega? So he says, Kivin Delizi Karanu, since this is something Delizi Karan, therefore, Kibifim Dami, this is something to bring, that actually Hashem should be remembering us, and that should cause him to go ahead and forgive us. So that's actually Kibifnim. It's like doing the Avoda in the Bifnim, and that's going to be the problem over there. Okay, Vahatanim Mipnei Shu Karen Kamar. What do you mean? Why are you coming in Ula explaining the Chachamim over here? We know it says straight up that the issue is a Karen. Right, because the fact that it doesn't say shofar, it's called a keren, the cow shtickle. It says, okay, chada vod kamar. It's two answers, one and another. Chada din kategoris esenegar. One of them is because you shouldn't, like he just said, that you shouldn't have the prosecutor can't be the defendant. Va'od mepnei shu keren. The other answer is because it's a keren. Good. Rav Yossi Omer Lecha, what's Rav Yochid going to respond to all this? He says, the ka'amar in kategoris esenegar, when it says such a lashon, hani mili b'befnim. I told you about Bibifnim. V'hai shofar mibachutzu. I tried to say shtickle. You want to say outside. Even though it's outside, the shofar is like to remember us. And therefore, he doesn't hold that shtickle. Udgalamai b'bnei shu Karen. The issue said, because the Karen says, call a shofar stomach or Karen. All the shofars are called Karen. Period. Abaye Amar Abaye comes and gives a different answer. Another answer for the Chachamim. What's the reason why the Rabbanan said you're not allowed to use a cow? Shofar Amar Rechmana. Because the Torah says shofar. Veloshnaim u'shlosha shofars, not two or three. What? Two or three? What are you talking about? V'hadapara, kevin dekai gildi gildi, since the way that it builds up, is it builds up like layer by layer. Rashi says, b'chol shana v'shana, nikeres tosafaso, or tosafto, I don't know how to read that word. V'hu kemin geled mosif al glad rishon, b'tachliso shavishon, tachliso sheni. It builds one and the other, and therefore, mitchazi kishnaim u'shlosha shofars. It looks like two or three shofars, even though really it's not. But it looks like it, therefore it's no good. We said the issue is because it's a Karen. It doesn't have the word Karen by it. Again, it doesn't have the word shofar, it's called a Karen. Chadavot Kamer, two answers. Chadavot Shofar, Echadomer, Rechmanav, Shtaim, Shlosha Shofaros, Vodim Bnei Shu Karen, period. Now, for Yossi, what's he going to answer back? Omer Lecha, the Kamer, Shofar, Echad, Rechmanav, Shtaim, Shlosha Shofaros, Kevin, the Mechaber, Adadi, the Mechuber, one to the next, they're connected to each other. Not like we glued them together, that's like the way that it grows. Chadavot is considered like one. Utagadomer, Bnei Shu Karen, the issue was, because it's called a Karen, not called a Shofar. Call the Shofar's not make a Karen, all the Shofars are called Karen. Bam. Now, my Mashma, now we get into the back into the Mishnah a little bit. When the Mishnah, when it said, Chachamim said that Kol HaShofar is Karen except for Vapara, because it's called Karen and the Shofar, Rabbi Yossi said back, Halo Kol HaShofar is Nikru Karen? All of them, Shenari Meshoch B'Karen HaYovel. Oh, which means what? That seems to be saying that Yovel over here, it says, is known as a ram. Now the girl wants to know, where did you get that from? My Mashmad Ayuvla Lishna de Dichra. How do I know that, where do I see that that's a Lashon of a Dichra, of a ram? The Tanya, going to the Baisa. I'm Rabbi Kiva. Kishalachli la Ravya, when I went to Arabian Nights, Shahaya Karin le Dichra Yuvla. They called the Dichra, they called the ram Yuvla. That was the name. I'm Rabbi Kiva. Okay, that's the answer. Now we're going to see a few more things with different words and name. This is really going to take us all the way to the next, on the Mishnah on Amud Beis, different words and where they come from, what they mean. I'm Rabbi Kiva. Kishalachli le Galia, when I went to a place called Galia, Yo, how you calling Lenida Galmuda? They called the Nida. She was called a Galmuda. Now, vos dos a Galmuda. My Galmuda. What does it mean? It means Gemula da Mibaila. Gemula means, Rashi says, Mevudelis, separate. This one, Gemul da. This one is separate from her husband. From Rabbi Akiva, Akiva said, Kishalachti la Afrika. This one's for Africa, my friends. When I went to Africa, how you calling Lema Kshita? They called a Ma. A kshita. Well, it was a certain amount of money, of currency, and they called it a kshita. I apologize, kshita. L'may nafkamina, who cares? L'frushen mea kshita daraisa mea danki. To understand what it means when it says, if you look in the pasuk, it says, Vayiken eschelkas asada shenatasham olo miyad b'nei chamor avishchem mea kshita. The pasuk says they bought it with mea kshita. What is that? Now we know it's mea danki. It comes out to this, that's the value, how much it's worth. When I went to the far out cities, they called mechira a sale. When you sell something, it's called a kira. L'may nafkamina, what's a nafkamina? Lefrushe, in order to understand what it means, asher karisi li. When the pasuk says that Yosef is talking to Paro to bury Yaakov, the pasuk says avi hishmiani leimor. My father made me swear, saying hine anochi meis bekivri. I'm going to die. Bekivri asher karisi li be'eretz Kanan. You should bury me in the place where karisi li. What does karisi li mean? Oh, it means a sale, the one that I bought.
That's how we know what it means. Amar b'shem melakush kishalachti l'tchum kan nishraya. When I went to this place called Kan Nishraya, how you korin l'kala ninfi? They called the kala a bride, the one getting married. They called the ninfi. Ulatanigo sechvi. They called the tanigo a rooster is called a sechvi. I don't say la sechvi vina. L'chala ninfi mikra. Where do we see that? Yifeinof yifeinof misos misos kolaretz. Anyway, yifeinof kol misos kolaretz. The thing with saying on Mondays, I believe, Shir Shayom. Hope I got that right. Which means a beautiful bride. Misos kolaretz, the joy of all the land. Well, the time to go sechvi, they called her. They called her rooster sechvi. I'm Rabbi Domara. Viba Yisema Rabbi Shua ben Levi. My crowd, where do you see a pasuk? Mi shas betuchos chachma, mi nasan la sechvi bina. Who placed in the smooth one wisdom, or gave the sechvi understanding? It's talking about here a rooster. Mi shas betuchos chachma, elu kloyos. That's talking about the smooth one. It's talking about the kloyos are kidneys. That's what chachma is. O minas and the sechvi vina is the tarnagol. That's talking about the, here comes the rooster. Lady Yiklalawasra, lady once went to a certain town. Also gavel kamei, person came in. Amar lei, he said to him, beep, turn the page. Af chavavim beis. He says to him, kavan planya. Somebody stole from me. Rashi says, kavan planya is gazlani ploni. Someone stole. Lo have yoda my kamerle. He didn't know, what's that lush in kavan? What does kavan mean? Came to ask the beast. Medrash Amalei said to him, "Gazlan Amalach." He was saying that there was a gazlan. The chsev, as the pasuk says, "Malachi, Malachi, Malachi." Hayikba Adam Elokim is Hashem going to steal from Hashem? Is a man going to steal from Hashem? So he said it's a lashon of kava, and that's a whole new pshat. What does it mean? Kavat to itam laTorah. It means you do steal times to learn. Whoa. That's not me. I saw that in the Shulchan Aruch. I can't remember where. Anyway, Amalei Rava mi Barnish l'Ravashi. I have also have a mino leiv. I would have been there. You want to know what is the guy saying? Then I would have said, "Hey, he kavach. How did he kavach? But my kavach. With what did he kavach? But my kavach. Why did he kavach? When Mamela have Yadina, and then I understand through his storyline, through the context, what exactly the word kavach means. V'iu saver milsadi yisur kamerle. But Levi, the reason why he didn't ask all these questions is because he thought it was some sort of inappropriate activity that was going on. He didn't want to talk about that kind of stuff, so he didn't. Didn't ask anything. Lo aviyadi rabbanu ma'aserugin. Now we get into a whole series of just understanding what words mean. We saw this in Mishchas Megillah. Megillah. Well, we will see Be'ezer Hashem. Rashi says Shishanim Megillah Karin Serugin. Of course, you're going to read the Megillah Serugin. So anyway, he says they didn't know what it was. Lo aviyadi rabbanu ma'aserugin. They didn't know what that word meant. And Shamu Amsa the Bei Rebbe. Then they heard that the maid of Rebbe, the Amsa, she says the Chazat. The chazasnu rabbanon dahavi ayli piske when they saw the chacham coming to the house. Rashi says leprakim sheinu chosim yachad. They didn't come all in one shot, but they came in a little bit, then a little more, and then a little more. Amar lo, she said, called out. Ad masaytam nichlasim sirugin sirugin. Until when are you going to come in sirugin? Then they understood leprakim means like when you read a little and stop, and then read a little and stop. And that's what the Megillah is talking about. If you read the Megillah and you stop, read the Megillah and stop. Now they know what it meant. Lo rabbanon ma chaloglos. They didn't know what chaloglos was. It's a type of food, a type of vegetables. Rashi is going to point out. Yom echad shemu la'amsa de Rebbe, and they heard la'amsa de Rebbe, the maid of Rebbe. The chazes ahu gavad to come mevadid parchine that she saw that this person was mevader when he's like to spread out and spread out. She's spreading out all these parchine, which Rashi says is a yerek that's called or kakli or in las pikkli. Anyway, type of vegetable. And they saw it spreading out. Amar Lehi said, "An Moshe to mefazer chaloglochag Hashem, please. How much are you going to use chaloglos?" So now we see what chaloglos are. It's par pachine. Love yadam rabbanim mai salsalel usirom emecha. What does it mean? The pasuk when it says salsalel emecha. This is a strange thing. What does it mean? Yom echad Shmuel Amstad the Rebbe, the third Amstad the Rebbe, the Havas Amradahu Gavr the Havat Kobahapich Bisare. He saw that he was flipping around his hair. In other words, like, you know, curling his hair. Amrullah, she said to him, Ad Masay, to Masal Sel Bisarecha. Almost so you're going to be Masal Sel, which means again to curl or to spin the hair. And then you know Masal Selecha means like spinning. Lo Aviyadi Rabbanan Mai Vitetesia Bimatatea. Hashmeid. What does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, this is in Yeshaya, it says, that says, I'm going to make an inheritance for the kippot, it is a porcupine. And an agme mayim, it's going to be like swamps of water. And I'm going to sweep it with the broom of destruction. Whoa, says Hashem. Right? So we didn't know what it meant, that the lashon of the sweeping part. Yom echad shemul am said to be Rebbe, they already said to have us amr l'chaver saying to our friend, shkoli tateise, tateisa, v'tati besa. Take the broom and sweep the house. And then they understood what the word actually meant. Love yadi rabbanu mai hashlech al Hashem yavacha v'hu yichal kaleka. Well, the pasuk says in Tehillim that 55:23 says hashlech al Hashem yavacha, throw upon Hashem yavacha v'hu yichal kaleka, and He's going to take care of you. Amar Rabbi Berchana, they didn't know what the word yavacha meant. Yom echad havazlina b'hadi ataya. I was once walking along with a ataya is an Arab merchant. Have a derena tuna. And I had with me Rashi says, no se masoy. I was carrying this whole burden with me. And Va'armelin, he said, shkol yahaveich. And he said to me, take your yahaveich, ushtei agamlai, and throw it on the camel. Right? Then he understood that what does it mean, yahavecha? It means your burden, with that which you're carrying. So throw that which you're carrying on the Lord, and He will sustain you, He will support you. Zuck, the next Heilige Mishnah. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah shel Yael Poshet. The shofar of Rosh Hashanah should be of a Yael, it was a wild goat. Poshet, which means that it's not bent, it's straight. Rashi says, Mafarish time of Gemara, the midi that tefillah by pshitos. We're going to see what that means exactly. And this is where we had the last Rashi. Yael is Stein. Maybe it's not here, I saw it. Where are you? Yeah, Stein Buk, which is the Eiz Bar. Okay, so which is the wild goat. Upid Mitzubazov, its mouth is covered with gold. Rashi says this is talking about in the Bishal Mikdash Ka'amar. V'ushtei chatzotis min etzadim, they had these two trumpets that were blown along with it on the sides of it. Shofar marich v'chatzotis mekatzos. The shofar is elongated and the chatzotis are shortened. Rashi says, la'achash chatzotis poskin tkios nishma kol shofar. After you finish the chatzotis, the shofar continues along with and continues going. The mitzvah of the day is shofar. And therefore, to hear the sound of the shofar, therefore has to continue on. Ubitainios and in Tainios, we're starting Misachas Tainios to my friends. Get ready, bring your friends along to learn the Torah. Rashi says that we say Misachas Tainios, Tesvav Mabeis, Tiku, Akohanim, Tiku, that they blow the shofar in Tainios, Bishel Zacharim Kfufim. We use it, it's kafuf, it's bent. It's male that are bent. Rashi says, Elim Shestamim Kfufim. And, Isle, a ram. Opiya Mitzuba Bekesef, and its mouths are covered with silver. Ushtei Chatzotis Ve'emsa. Now we have two Chatzotis in the middle. So it's a shofar, Chatzotis, Chatzotzra, Chatzotzra, and shofar. So it's four in total. Ushtei Chatzotis Ve'emsa. Shofar Mikatzer, the shofar goes shorter. Ve'chatzotis Marichos, they continue on beyond. Shemitzos Hayom, Ve'chatzotos. Because the mitzvah of that is the chatzotzos, that's the mitzvah of the day, because chatzotzos are calling to action, get everyone to come, to do tshuva, to daven, etc. Shava yovel l'Rosh Hashanah. Yovel is similar to Rosh Hashanah in as much l'tekia, in reference to tekia, that when we go ahead and the type of thing we use is a straight, and v'la brachos, and also for the brachos, that they say nine different brachos, as Rashi points out, are in the musaf. And it's also, you say about Yom Kippur on Yovel. Yom Kippur falls on Yovel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah, he says, no, Rosh Hashanah token b'shel Zacharim, and Ube Yovos b'shel Ye'elim. He says that it's a flip, that on Rosh Hashanah you do the ones that are Zacharim, and those are the ones that are kafuf, that are bent, and on Yovos b'shel Ye'elim, the ones that are straight. Amar Rabbi Levi comes and says something wild, different than the Mishnah. Mitzvah shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom Kippur mekfufim. Both of them are kafuf. V'shel kol Hashanah b'pshutim. But the rest of the year is pshutim. What do you mean the rest of the year? It means tainius. If it's a tainius, it's straight. V'atanan, but we're going to the Mishnah. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah shel Yael pashut. It's got to be straight. So why are you saying it's got to be bent? Who d'amar k'ay tani? He was like the following the Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah, you took him, shel zacharim kfufim. You should do the bent ones. Ubi yovlo, shel yelim. They would do the ones that are straight. We saw that in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. V'leim hilchus like Rabbi Yehuda. What do you want to say? That the halacha goes like Rabbi Yehuda? Sorry, wrong job. V'leima hilchas Rabbi Yehuda. Just say that lacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Why are you saying in a way kiru? It's like you're the one who said it. Says Gemara, iya ma'ita chas Rabbi Yehuda. If you said lacha is Rabbi Yehuda, hafamina feel shel Yovel nami Rabbi Yehuda's really. I would say that you think that I'm saying this is even like Yovel. The lacha goes like him when he says to do is tereit. Kamash Milan comes to tell me that what? That nope. You don't go according to Rabbi Yehuda there, and it's got to be bent for both of them. But my kamifagi, what exactly is the machlokas over here? Now we're going into in terms of the Mishnah, Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. What is a machlokas? Maya Sever 1 says, Rosh Hashanah kama de koyif in shidaite tve miley. Right? That's Rabbi Yehuda, second opinion. He says it should be used on Rosh Hashanah, a bent one. Because he says, it's like a person should go bend himself. He should bend himself, as she says, kama de koyif in shibitfiloso, part of kavushim la'aretz tfei adav. It's even better. You're bent over. Hilkach Rosh Hashanah, dilitfilo, lahaskar, akedis yitzchak ba, ba'ba inan kfufim, viovo shein, likro drar, ba'inan pshutin, v'gezer shava, lesley. He doesn't hold of the gezer shava. So therefore he says that it should be bent. Tfei miley, it's even better to be bent more. Of Yom Kippurim, kamet apashit in ishdaiti, tfei miley. But when it comes on Yom Kippur, which again, we're talking about during Yovel, when a person straightens, more straight and clear, tfei miley, it's better. This, the purpose of Yovel, when we go and blow the shofar, is to say, oh, everyone, all the Jewish servants are good to go. And all the lands, they have to deal with all the lands that they're going back to, whoever they're going back to. And therefore, he says it's better to do it straight. Umar Sava B'Tana Kama says, Barosh Hashanah Kama the Pashit Inish Daite. And it was Pashit Inish Daite. You make it very clear. In other words, straighten your mind, make it clear. And the same thing over here as well. Tfei Mali, it's better to do such a thing. Therefore, use a shofar that's straight and narrow. With Tainios, Kama the Koyif Inish Daite. But in Tainios, he should go ahead and should bend his mind. He should bow down to it. Tfei Mali, that is better to do. And therefore, they go ahead and they use a bent one over there. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.